This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3487 for Tuesday the 14th of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, Installing a Cat Door. It is the 10th show of Rope N, and is about 24 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Rope N installs a cat door in his interior basement door.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I will be attempting to install a cat door in our interior basement door, so between the sort of semi-finished side and then the more utility room side, we have a door that we unfortunately have to keep propped open for the cats so they can get to their litter pans. So hopefully this way they can always have a way to get to it, and we can shut the door completely to hide the mess of the utility side of the room. So far, I have taken the door off the hinges and put it on a table, clamped it down to help keep it from moving. I took the template they provide and centered it where I wanted it to go. And then I was reading through and it said, oh, and make sure there's at least 3 inches at the bottom to ensure the door's integrity. So I ended up moving it up. So that wasn't fun, but luckily I had taken masking tape, painter's masking tape, and I had taped underneath the template so that when I was drawing the outline with black Sharpie, I got it on the masking tape and not on the door. And that way it'll have a nice rough but clean finish on the door when I'm done. So I was able to just sort of peel up the masking tape and slide the whole sort of template up a little bit to give the recommended 3 inches. These doors have sort of features on them. It's not a flat door, so now I'm up into the groove of the feature on part of it, so I was trying to avoid that, but I guess the door integrity will be more important than perhaps this. Hopefully the structural integrity of these little features aren't wiped out when I do it, or I'll be taking another trip to the big box store for an interior door. So follow along and join me on this merry adventure, and we'll see what kind of, hopefully, finished product we can come up with. Next, I'll be drilling starter holes for the jigsaw. I did end up running out and purchasing a jigsaw last weekend. This project, like all my projects, has been going on in stages of months. I think I bought the cat door a month ago, and then every weekend just kept putting off this task. So now it's Tuesday night before Thanksgiving here in the U.S. And I am finishing the door so we can close it when we have guests over. And so let me get this project going on to the next step. Okay, so now you're supposed to drill some half-inch starter holes that you can then put the jigsaw down through. So I'm starting out with, I think, a 3/16 inch hole, and then I will make it bigger. So let's see. There's one starter. Tighten my bit down enough. Let's see. There we go. And the last starter hole. All right. Let's goes to the slightly bigger, and of course we now have a cat coming to visit. Well, it says half inch, but 5/16, that's good. As long as I don't go over the edge of the template, I should be fine. Alright, watch out, cat. That didn't take long. I think this door is mostly cardboard. Or, I don't know. Alright, well, let's get the jigsaw. One thing about this tape template on a non-flat surface parts could be interesting because it's wanting to pull up a little bit. We'll see. Let me pause this, get out the saw and get everything ready, and then I'll be back. So I have my, jigsaw out. I need to put the blade in. They recommend masking tape the bottom of it so you don't mess up your finish as you're running the jigsaw around. This is brand new, so I doubt it would be that much of an issue. But hey, why not? A little tape. Never hurt anything, hopefully. It's just getting it on there and just keeping it so it doesn't interfere with things. And the cat's back. I'm sure she will run away as soon as the jigsaw comes on. Little tape. And there she goes. And now, doot doot doot. I'm sure this is simple. Does it just lock in place? I thought they just locked in place. It's been a while since I've used a jigsaw. There we go. There's a little lever you push down, and then I'm assuming the blade will slide in. There we go. Locks in. Yes, very simple. All right. I had to go out and buy this one, but I was like, I did not want to pay a lot of money for a battery-operated one, although it was tempting. But this was like a third of the price of the cheapest battery-operated one, so I guess I'm just going to have to go get an extension cord real quick. Not have to worry about the distance. All right, kitty. Time to go away. This is going to be loud and potentially dangerous. Okay, so I'm going to move the phone back a little bit. That could be interesting how much noise this makes. I don't know where to put it. Cisco. The real question is. Alright. Something's not right. Is that not plugged in? That's got power. Yep, just had a bad outlet on my A3. Oh, that is the bad one. I do remember that now. Alright. Is that big enough? Oh, this should be fun. Okay. I started cutting, and I was like, I guess I knew it wasn't going to happen. I just got this paranoid feeling I was about to cut into something on the other side, but I'm good. Oh, and that's just long enough. Okay. Thank you.
There's one side. I sort of got a... This should be fun. Getting there, one more edge. Missed a corner. Oh my god. Oh, there's no wood in there. This is just like pressed something paper. I don't know. I mean, I guess. Anyway. I just gotta clean this one corner up and then see if the door fits. Okay, well, that was simple, if a little messy. Oi! Oi, and that was a little hard on the back, being bent over for just that short bit of time. Where did the cat door go? Oh, right under my phone, that's why I couldn't see it. Okay. That's the back side. I guess it doesn't matter. That's unhandy. That's why I didn't want to do that, but oh well. Probably with this door, it's a good thing. Something on the other side. Does this fit? I gotta cut it a little bit on the other side, I think. It wasn't, I guess, quite perpendicular with my, or vertical, perpendicular with my cut, so the other side of the door isn't quite as, I need to shave the edge a little bit. I don't think I went too big, hopefully. Let's see, I guess I'll look back at the instructions. Alright, I'm probably very glad that I did go those 3 inches, given there is no real structural integrity to this door. Fit before putting away your jigsaw. Place the interior door frame with flap inside the cutout and fit check. Then place exterior frame into the underside and fit. Frames do not fit. You need to center. Center and deer mark screw holes. Gotcha. I guess you just tape on the other side. They just get like tape. Oh, that's what that tape's for. Okay. So now let me, I guess I can peel off the masking tape. And put the door down. downside is two of the holes are now like over the feature. I don't even know how the screw, these screws are gonna, there's not a lot to bite into to begin with. I guess we'll see. I guess a little putty or tape or something, or I could do a line of sealant around the edges at some point to, oh, and then the interior. They did say, because it's going to be a little, you're going to be able to sort of see the interior of the door, plus bugs. I'm going to have to do, all right, I got a little fitting to do, and then, let me see if I can just eyeball this saw. See if that fits now. Oh, not. All right, where does it need? Nothing is simple. All righty, a little carving of the turkey. A different angle. It's in there. I don't know how. So close. So close. Call that a cat door. So the real trick is where the cat door actually, oh, and it even swings open. Hey, that's what we like to see. Alrighty. Well, that's good to know. Real question is it, I don't know if our one cat's gonna be bit. He's a little chunky. That might be a bit of a squeeze for him. Yeah, well, put this on, see how it goes. All right, So now I need to mark the drill holes. I don't know why. I should just... Why am I marking this? I don't know why. Fit check, pull jigsaw, center frame, cutout door. Next, use a screwdriver to drive screws to attach frame. Purliner from one side. I'll peel. Alright. This is basically just screw this in place and call it a day. Well, and then I gotta tape the other, like, one side screw on, and then the other side just has tape, two-sided tape to hold it onto the door. And then I'm guessing I'm probably gonna need, something else, maybe a line of caulk or silicone sealant or something around it to keep it from moving. That was the other thing. Actually, first, the other thing I want to do is take a piece of paper. So, like I said, the door is hollow. The cat door things aren't that thick. So now there's like a, you can see a gap in the, like, you'll be able to see the door, plus bugs will be able to get in, which I'm not real fond of. I just need to take maybe some, yeah, I was going to go with paper, but I think I'm going to go with duct tape if I can find some. That is always, nice dark gray. Won't quite match the paint, but should work. I guess I can take a picture so you can sort of see what I'm saying as far as the hollowness of the door. Duct tape. Just wide enough. I got a little bit of a... hopefully not too much on the other side. There we go. Nope. Can't see it at all. Just what I like. Alright, so now I just gotta keep...
Okay, not really sure what happened, but the last 10 minutes of my recording on my phone was silent. So you've missed me going on about taping the inside of the door, and then fitting the cat doors in, screwing them down. Everything went smoothly. Overall, I'm very happy with the project. I even tested after hanging the door. You'll get to miss the sounds of the screws going back into the hinges, I'm sorry. But I did test the cat door by getting cat treats and going into the utility side and closing the door and then shaking the cat treat box until the cats came through the doorway. I did do what they suggested, which was to tape up the flappy door, tape it in the up position until the cats get used to it. We have another cat door in the uppers at the top of the stairs to the basement, but that one just, it's either open or closed, so they're not used to like pushing through a door. So after a couple days, I'll figure out how to make sure they go through the flappy door. But so far, everything's going great, looks good, and I'm very happy. So thank you for following me on this cat door installation, and hope you enjoyed another episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.